So great to have you back in here, Joe, because we got so much to get to. How was the game? You know, forecast was not that cold.
No, it's colder here.
It's colder in this room than it was at the stadium.
Yes, I mean, stadium was alive, electric, and yeah, I mean, if like I said, I properly bundled up, was not cold at all. And by the way, Brian, you'll be proud of me, didn't need boot or hand warmers. Went all natural.
Yeah.
With the boots.
What was that? You know, it was funny because I saw, like, I feel like the cold, what was it, last Thursday? You know, people were like, oh, it's going to be cold, like that New England game, a couple. And I was like, oh. And ticket prices started to go down a little bit. And then Friday and Saturday, like, it was backed off a little bit to, you know, well like 15, 18 degrees. And then the ticket prices, you know, rebounded back up. It went right with the forecast of what people were talking about.
Yeah, I have a feeling the seats that are next to me must have been one of the ones to overreact and go down because everyone next to me, after me, all Raven fans.
Really?
Yeah. From Canada, by the way. Raven fans from Ontario.
Happens in the cheap seats. Happens to me at the Sabres games. Yeah. You know, happens at the, right? Like, it's just, I'm always by, I was by, like, Dallas Stars fans.
I remember
it's
you like, telling me
that. What? You know, like, just the most random teams. You'd be like, you know, it's one thing. You get the Rangers or something, or Maple Leafs. You know, it's all Maple Leafs. We're the only people are looking at us. Like, why is there a Sabres fan here? But, you know, you get the...
I remember when we would play the Thrashers and go, where are all these Thrasher fans? They're all Canadian Thrasher fans. Yeah. Why?
The Utah fans that were there. What?
Oh, they're picking a you know a new franchise to say, hey, I've been with them since day one.
Yes.
I had a buddy.
Or I've been with this team since day one. I've had enough.
Yeah, that's true. I had a buddy, God rest his soul, but he was a Panthers fan because he said, a Carolina Panthers fan, because he said, I can, you know, I followed them from day one. And he followed, I mean, he loves that team. He was up with that team and down with that team.
So, game was great. Do you have a favorite play? Because this is one of those games, like, this is a kind of an all-time, it's one of my favorite Bills games watching of all time. Do you have a favorite play?
So, there were a lot of plays, but one play that really just got me amped up was the bad snap that Lamar got and then fumbled, and Von Miller ran it down to the 20.
It's my favorite play, too.
It's a great play. Oh, my gosh.
My favorite play.
Right from the snap. Because right from the snap, like, oh, you know, and it, in my opinion, turned around the game. I know that's ridiculous to say because the Ravens were a play away from tying it.
No, it did. It turned around the game.
Yeah.
They scored a touchdown off of it, and I think I saw, you know, all the people who do the spreadsheets and numbers and everything. Like, that's the... By the numbers, the play that like had the biggest, you know, switch of
odds,
you know, or no, of like a, you know how people do like win probability.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like the Amazon stats and everything that you see, like oh, this team, that was the play that swung the win probability more than any other play in the game. Had to be my favorite too. It was awesome.
And now the Bills still have only lost one game this season when they have a plus turnover.
Oh yeah,
I just never meaningless stat that I thought I'd sound cool to throw out.
And then you went home and you popped champagne.
Yes, yeah, went home afterwards. Well, didn't go home. Went to my sister's house because that's where my son was, and the kids were all asleep. And my parents had champagne, so they brought it over, and we enjoyed some champagne to say hey. We might be the team that lost four straight Super Bowls, but we're not the team that lost four straight divisional rounds.
You told me you popped champagne. And this started, by the way, because I was reading a story that it was in CNN yesterday. Champagne sales sink because people don't want to celebrate. And I think that's wrong. I think champagne sales are sinking because why would I spend, you know, 40 bottles for a bottle of champagne when I can spend $12 for a bottle of, you know, whatever is champagne, but you're not allowed to call it that because it's not
Prosecco.
From France. Prosecco? I thought Prosecco was a brand, but that's the name of the drink?
I thought anything that's cheap champagne, I always call Prosecco. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong, too. By the way,
sparkling wine, whatever it is.
It wasn't technically champagne. We didn't have...
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's champagne, right?
Right.
Like, it's...
I call it champagne, but the snots might say it's something else.
Like, hand me that Kleenex.
Exactly.
You know, it's the same idea.
The biggest mistake that Kleenex made.
But you said you... Pop champagne after the Bills game, and I don't like that.
I love it. I love a good. I love a reason to celebrate, and that was my reason to celebrate. And guess what? They win next week. I'll do it again. Can I tell you? I did switch something because you know we talk celebratory champagne is what we're talking about here. But I do need to throw this out there. For the first time in 4 years, I didn't bring a cigar with me to the game to have after for a celebration walk to the car. I think that's why we won.
You do it after the game.
I always have one in my pocket for a walk to the car
walk
after.
Walk into the car.
3 years or 2 years in a row, that walk to the car was not accompanied by the cigar. But back to the champagne. Yes, I thought it was a great reason to celebrate. And it will be again in 5 days.
I don't know. I say all the time, like, oh, I'm the guy with a loser mentality. Like, I would just be happy to be to the Super Bowl. Bills could go to the Super Bowl 20 years in a row and never win, but yeah. I'd still be happy. Like, every single year. I don't know. Popping champagne after the second round of the playoffs.
But I'm being consistent because I've always said I'm the guy who I remember 17-year drought. I'm the guy who's happy to be in the playoffs.
I know, I do too. But champagne, like that's, I think you save that for if you win this week.
But why can't I have it again this week?
You already did it.
Okay, but see,
now you're doing champagne. Why didn't you do it after week two?
But I had champagne after I proposed to my wife. Am I not supposed to have it at the wedding too?
No, that's very different.
It's not.
This is very different. Those are two
different steps in life.
Two big monumental life moments.
All right, but look in the MLB. You have champagne after you clinch your division. You have it after the wild card round. After the
and it's ridiculous.
I'm just saying, like it's pretty consistent.
Did you just compare the Bills win on Sunday to getting
married?
To
my wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was better than the wild card round. But the wedding's the championship game.
I had to ask Howard out there, Howard Simons, in the hallway, and he said he thought it was ridiculous.
He told me.
I got to ask, I need Lucas, because Lucas is who I really need, and we'll get him in here like at some point today, because I found out in the past couple of weeks he's very superstitious.
Yeah, so am I.
You know, he's like the... But I feel like this goes against all superstition.
No, I see...
To do the celebratory thing before...
I don't know why we need. Why we can only have one celebration?
But there's a level you can celebrate. Like, yeah, woohoo! Popping champagne. Like, that's the. To me, that's reserved for winning this week.
No, I'm gonna have champagne, and this week I'll have champagne and a cigar. It'll be a twofer. I feel. Personally, number one, you should celebrate whenever you want to celebrate. Life is too short to only celebrate for certain things. Number two, it was a big hump we got over. I don't think that's a loser mentality. This was a pretty big hump, and the narrative had been set that the Bills can't get past the divisional round, and they did.
But
that's big.
But that narrative is just, we were past the divisional round just 3 years ago.
4 years ago.
Whatever. I mean, we were just in this game. We went 17 years without getting into the playoffs. You could pop champagne when you got into the playoffs after the drought. That's a champagne popping moment.
But if the Bills lose on Sunday, the narrative is the Bills can't get past the divisional round and the window's closing.
Unless
that is the narrative.
You're P. Diddy or like popping. That's probably not the right.
It was a bad. I know what you wanted to say, but yes.
Unless you're. Come on, give me another name.
Well, I had Snoop Dogg champagne.
Unless you're... I have that in the fridge, Joe.
Oh, see? It was good.
Well, it's ready to go. It's been sitting there for... It's been ready to go for, hopefully, a win this week.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... I don't understand.
We won, and I did not go to the fridge.
Well, I didn't either. I went to my car, went home, and then my mom said, oh, let's have some champagne to celebrate. And we're all, like, still buzzing from the win. Like, yeah, why not?
But the P. Diddy thing was, like, I'm... Give me another name so I don't have to use... It's like the only one I know.
P. Diddy? I don't know what you're trying to say.
Like somebody who would drink champagne all the time. 50 Cent.
Yeah, 50 Cent. Lil John. I mean...
50 Cent. Like, okay. That's like the image I have because in all the music videos, they're drinking champagne.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they drink champagne like I drink milk.
Right.
Like, if you're a rapper in a music video.
If you're an early 2000s rapper, you drank champagne. Yes.
Between the years of 2000 to 2003, and you put rap music videos on MTV, you drink champagne like I drink milk. If you're that type of person and you are drinking champagne after the Bills win, then that's fine because
Again, you do it after everything.
You do it all the time.
Right.
That's like me cracking open another Jenny Light.
you probably tailgated with champagne.
But if you, yes. Yeah. Yes. If you're drinking champagne throughout the tailgate and you have one after, all right, that's fine.
Yeah.
But for most people who reserve that for, like, I think I have two bottles of champagne. They have not been open. It's reserved for the key celebrations.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I think for me, this is a big one. For me, this is the first time in a packed stadium they win the divisional round that I can remember, because they didn't 5 years ago, that, I mean, 4 years ago, that was during COVID. So to me, it was a monumental win, and hopefully they get another monumental win, and I think they will. And, you know, it will be 3 out of 4 weeks, Brian, that I will have popped champagne around 10 o'clock.
I want to know what, not just what people think about this, but your superstition, because this to me is, it goes against, I'm not a extremely superstitious person, but like, what's your superstition if you had one this past week that you carry with you, things you have to do, maybe it's a food you have to eat, something like that? You can share them with us, 803-0930. And how superstitious do you get when it comes to the champagne? Like, if they showed the locker room after and somebody was popping a bottle of champagne in the Bills locker room. Right.
I don't play on the Bills.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
And I'll tell you this. I know I'm not, as I told you, I was talking with someone who had, and I, when we were walking back to the car, there were people, you know, who do post tailgates while they wait for the traffic to subside. And I saw bottles of champagne. Now, to be fair, I didn't see if they were open and being drank, but I didn't think they were a prop.
I think that was for the mimosa in the morning.
Okay, but if you have a mimosa in the morning.
No, that's a brunch drink. That's different than having champagne.
You have a lot of different levels of...
I don't know. I think I'm making sense. Let's go to the text board, 803-0930. Couple of people. I'm with you, Joe. You can always celebrate after a Bills win. Doesn't matter if it's a regular win or a playoff game.
Okay. I mean, I appreciate...
But again, I don't think you pop champagne after the Bills beat the Chiefs in the regular season.
No. And because they usually do beat them in the regular season, that to me wasn't a monument to win. However, I still think it's acceptable, even after all these division titles, I think it's acceptable after the Bills clinch the division, if you're at the game, to go back to your car, go home and have a glass, or if you're watching on TV, to pop champagne.
In your car when it's off, let's hope. Got to go with Joe here, somebody else says. Someone else says, congratulations, Joe. Sounds like you and the entire Beamer clan have jinxed the Bills.
I don't think that's right.
Somebody else, let's see. If the Bills lose Sunday, it's your fault for popping the cork prematurely. And then you have a few people saying something different. You have save the champagne for after the Super Bowl, or no champagne until you win the Super Bowl. Somebody else will celebrate after beating Kansas City Sunday. It's too early now. I think you have people who would say even after this week it's too early. I think after this week, because I'll stay consistent with my mindset of loser mentality. Making the Super Bowl is, to me, now I'm 35. If I was 45, I guarantee I wouldn't be saying this. Making the Super Bowl to me is almost as good as winning it.
Yeah, I don't remember any of the Super Bowls. I might remember the last one. I don't remember the Super Bowl seasons. To me, next, if they win on Sunday, I mean, I think we should hear all around Western New York. That's popping champagne.
That was a good one.
You like that?
That was really good. I was impressed.
I think we should go all around Western New York popping champagne, because, I mean, I'm sorry. Like, this is, every win now is, I mean, I think starting Sunday, I think Sunday was a monumental win for the Bills, because it had been 4 years since they were able to get past this hump.
Big win, big game. I feel like champagne is, if they lost that game Sunday, you would have like this kind of I don't know. The feeling would be like, we didn't achieve enough. We didn't get that far.
See,
if they lose this Sunday, you're not thinking, no one's going to think, I mean, you're one of the final four teams remaining, you know, made it to the second last weekend of football. No one's thinking, we didn't make it that far. Like, you made it very far. And champagne is for people who make it far.
And the Bills did.
Not yet.
But they have been. I mean, to be fair, to go back to the beginning of the season, and again, I'm happy the team doesn't think this way, but I do. This team has gone further than most of the, quote, experts thought they would go. I mean, there's a video of people saying, you know, the Bills are going to be third in the AFC East, that they wouldn't even, you know, get to 10 wins. Like, this team has accomplished more than people thought they would. Now, compared to the last five seasons, no. But this team has gone a lot further than people thought they would on a national level. Now, yes, I'll be disappointed if the Bills don't get past the Chiefs. However, I do think Sunday was a big win, and I probably would have been a little like, I wouldn't have opened up a $90 bottle of champagne, but I think some cheap knockoff champagne, I think it's warranted.
Is there a difference? Somebody said Prosecco in the divisional round, champagne for the bigger games.
I agree with that.
I don't think there's
a difference. I mean, I would never
be able to tell the difference.
I did shell out the money once for expensive champagne, and that was the day I proposed to my wife. So there we go.
Here's the biggest.
She gets more expensive champagne than the Bills.
This was a lesson to me to not cheap out on stuff. Was I bought champagne? We had a Bills party for when they clinched the division in 2020.
Yes.
So I bought champagne to have there for if we won the division, which we hadn't done in, when was the last time we won the division before that? I mean, what, like 15?
Mid-90s.
Early mid-90s or something like that.
20-ish years.
It would have been a long time.
Because their last visit was a wild card.
So I went out before and I said, hey, if we win tonight, we win the division. Like, we'll have some champagne toast for everybody. And I unwrap it and I just bought the cheapest bottle because I'm like, I don't care. Yeah, I'm here for the popping of the cork. Well, when you buy the cheapest bottle, Joe, it doesn't have a cork.
Oh.
It has a cap.
Oh, that ruins the whole thing.
Well, I just didn't even open it. What's the point? It's just like, what? The whole point was the opening.
I like a twist off wine, but if I'm getting something bubbly for celebration, I need the pop.
You need to pop the cork. I don't know. Is superstitious or not? What's your superstition? 803-0930. BMaz and Beamer will be back here on WBEN. This is Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN. Thanks to everybody texting in over the. I just think it's too early to pop champagne. That's just me.
Oh, I am.
You
supposed
do you. I just think now you've set a precedent. Like, I need you to do that after every Bills win.
That every playoff win, fine. I'll go with that.
Not every Bills win.
No.
Yeah. If you're not saving
Sunday
it
was
for
not
the, big
the same
moments,
level as a regular season game.
You're gonna have to make a 2000s rap music video to show that you drink champagne all the time.
It's funny. I've been watching a lot of 2000 music videos. I found a music video,
of course,
music video station that just plays 2000 pop. My mom did text me during the break, though, just to clarify, it was not cheap champagne. She wanted the audience to know that.
I just want to clarify. I wouldn't know the difference.
Obviously, me either.
Next time I'm over, you can pour me the cheap stuff. Tell me it's expensive.
We'll do.
It won't know the difference.
But let me say, I mean, I do think I'll be popping champagne again this week, and I know we'll talk about that as the week goes on. But I mean, I think the Bills are going to win by 10 on Sunday. So
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. We'll be talking about it more throughout the week. They win on Sunday. I just won't know what to do.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. I won't either. And I love it.
Won't know what to do.
I love it. We're gonna come in here. We're gonna do a show after a celebration.
It's like what do you do?
But I'll say this: the cards are looking right because the Bills have only played the NFC East in the Super Bowls, and only NFC East teams are left. Here we go.
Then it has to be speaking into existence. Yesterday, the Trump inauguration, second Trump inauguration, as. We've seen it before, and we've seen what happens at the White House before. Back is the Diet Coke button. Remember this? 8 years ago, everyone was talking about this. The Oval Office. It is very impressive. We were listening to it a little bit throughout the morning of how they move everything. Like the Oval Office, the pantry, the bedrooms, the sitting room, like furniture and everything, it's all within a few hours.
They repaint the walls.
I helped a friend move over the weekend, and we did not move this fast.
No.
And I thought we moved pretty fast, but it was not as fast as what's going on. I mean, they're hanging new pictures. They've got new things there. One of the things that was said was they can choose to, you know, what kind of furniture do you want, you know, in the Oval Office, in the bedrooms, you know, would you like to bring in your own furniture? Would you like to use something from, you know, what we've had, some of the historic or really nice furniture? I can only imagine, like, someday somebody's going to get in here and, you know, like, oh, we got this beautiful leather sofa. Quite a few presidents have sat in it. I mean, they don't make them like this anymore. And then, you know, someone comes in and it's like, yeah, but I found this on Facebook Marketplace. Can we use this instead?
Yeah. This, I think, is the better deal.
This is an IKEA.
If I was ever president, which I never would be, but if I was ever president, I watched a in-depth AI video on the move-in, move-out process, mm-hmm. step by step. I wouldn't take any of the stuff, any of the old stuff they offer me, because in 4 years, a mover has to come and carefully move that. And if they drop it, I mean, that's, you know, decades old. I don't want to put anyone in that position.
They're professionals. They're doing a pretty good job. I'd ask for, to show how serious I was about doing the job, I, you know, in the Oval Office, they put those couches there. I would say, you know, can we make it a pullout? We're going to be spending some long nights here. I might need some place to crash. Might not make it back to my bedroom. We're a pullout couch.
I'd have the opposite approach. No couch. I just want
standing
chairs.
Meetings only.
Or just the old boring chairs that don't pull nothing, just four chairs in the middle.
A lazy boy?
No lazy boy. I want the old school with a little bit of padding.
I would go one of two ways. Oh, now I like thinking about this. Oval Office, I go one of two ways. Way number one, the only chair is the one behind the desk.
Everyone else has to stand?
Everyone else has to stand the entire time. We mean business. We're going to get things done. You ever hear that? Standing meeting. Standing meeting. They're more efficient.
Right. And no one wants to hang around.
Exactly.
I don't need
everyone
one in my
standing.
Office.
All right, get out. The only chair here is the one I sit in. Or I go completely the other direction. They're all Barca loungers. So everyone just kicking back. You pull that lever.
You're all
feet
in.
The air.
You're all in or all rest.
Yeah. Yeah. We're either attacking this in 10 minutes or we're going to come up with some great ideas because we're relaxed. And no in between.
If I was president, the pitchers would also be flat screen televisions. And they could easily switch to college football central.
Oh, I was going to say you'd have like moving images like you're in Harry Potter.
But during the day.
Yeah.
And then like when the cameras are out, it's like, okay, I'm sorry. Shh, the Hokies are playing Duke.
There goes one of these TR's face.
Yeah.
Got to put the game on. These are all good ideas. But I think the Coke button is the great idea. So the idea is it's a, what did they call it in the report? Well, I mean...
Coke button.
Well, no, it's not. It's not a Diet Coke button. Well, let's give a listen.
Photos taken by the Wall Street Journal show the Oval Office now includes a portrait of Benjamin Franklin and a fresh painting of Andrew Jackson. Just like 4 years ago, a painting of George Washington now hangs over the fireplace. A bust of Winston Churchill is back where it was during the first Trump presidency on a table near the fireplace. There's a new silver eagle over the mantel, and the valet button for President Trump to order up Diet Cokes is in place again on his desk and ready to go. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
It's a valet button.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, what it really is basically like one of those Amazon buttons. Do they still make those? Remember those, what do they call them, Amazon Dash?
For specific items?
Yeah, but you could program it for anything.
Right.
So they had like one you put in the laundry room, you run out of detergent, you press the button, and it ordered detergent, and then tomorrow you open up your front door and there's the detergent.
I like that.
Right there. You press the button and it orders it for you. But you could program them to bring you absolutely anything, and that's what Trump did with the valet button at the desk at the White House. He said, all right, I'm going to press this button, and I want this to mean... Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Can of Diet Coke, 12 ounces, please. So I'm guessing how this works. He presses this, sends out like a bell goes off, and that's the Diet Coke bell. We know what that bell is for. And within, let's say, 5 minutes, you get it delivered right to the desk.
Yeah, he likes his in a glass, though, with the straw.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's like how my grandma used to drink it.
Yeah.
He's the same age.
In the presidential.
That's how we do it. What kind of straw? Probably not a paper.
No.
Can't be talking like him and do a paper straw.
Trump doesn't have a paper straw.
Bendy plastic.
Yeah,
that's what I'm guessing. When you hit that, it comes with the Diet Coke. What would your button be for? You pick a bottle. You got. He's got it for Diet Coke.
I'm tempted to say champagne now because of our last conversation.
You might have to be champagne in the bottle still, so you can pop it. But
something that I would have regularly though. Like,
but here's the thing:
you press that button multiple times a day.
Yes, you press the button, you get one of the item. So, and it doesn't even have to be food.
Right.
It's just that it's a valet button. You press the button, somebody comes there and does what?
Oof. A lot of good options. I mean, I automatically go to food, which might be, you know, not the best thing. I don't know. I don't know what's something I could have multiple times a day. Like, if I was a smoker, that'd be the Marlboro button.
The cigarette button.
Yeah, but I'm not a smoker.
A pack and a lighter.
Yeah.
No, what you might get.
One at a time.
Just one.
Give me the cigarette and a match.
Just one.
We're going old school here.
I think for... But
that wouldn't be what I put. I'm just saying if.
And it's, you don't have to pay for it either. Like, that's right. Part of the allure is.
Yeah, you're the president.
It's on the back of the taxpayer. So yeah, we're all paying for these Diet Cokes. We'll pay for whatever. What is it? I think for me, that's one of two things. One, a Gatorade button.
I like it.
I would be like, you know, get a little refreshment. I got that. I'm assuming there's like a water cooler in there somewhere or a sink in the little bathroom off of the side. I can get water if I want to myself. You have an ice cold Gatorade or something like that delivered. I think that would be good. Two, it would be a neck massage button.
Oh, okay.
The valet button doesn't go to the kitchen anymore. That bell is put in a separate room where the on-call masseuse is standing by, and I press this, I get 5 minutes.
Nice.
5 minute little neck massage while I'm sitting in the chair behind the desk. You know, maybe there's a second chair for the masseuse, you know, if I go the no chair route.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
they bring their own chair.
You bring your own chair. Maybe it's even a massage chair.
Yeah.
Press it twice, get a 10-minute, like in the mall. You know, it's one of the few stores left. They're like, hey, 10-minute massage. Sit in this wonky chair, and we'll, you know, keep your clothes on, please. And, well, you know, we'll do the massage for you. I think that would be it.
I'm glad you didn't take – I just thought of it. Obvious. Ultra sunrise. It would be the ultra sunrise button.
But you don't want to – because then you'd just be – you can't drink too much of that. That's my thinking. I did think of that, yeah. But – it would be one in the middle of the day. I can pick one up myself.
But what can I just say? Why does it seem to be once a year I have trouble finding Ultra Sunrise? I can find every other flavor. I don't like every other flavor. I like Ultra Sunrise. It's the only flavor I like.
Must go through like a cycle of...
Or it's just the most popular. They should be making more.
I don't think it's the most popular.
No?
The most popular would be the one that they do all the time. Like the white one has to be the most popular. What's the white monster?
Ultra.
Just Ultra?
Yeah.
And then what's the other one I see all the time?
Ultra Paradise.
Green?
Yeah.
Yeah. The white one, the green one, those have to be the most popular.
My color blindness, I accidentally got Ultra Paradise once because I thought it was orange.
I opened it up and couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, the ultra, but I don't, you know, I could have two a day, and, you know, it takes me about an hour or two when I'm working, and if I'm at the desk, Brian, I am working, it takes me an hour or two, so I'm only going to press that button twice in a 8-hour workday. I think we're fine.
I would just want something that I'm going to use, like, 5 times a day.
You're getting 5 neck massages?
Maybe, yeah. Or 5 Gatorades.
You're the president. Who cares?
Yeah, 5 minutes. Yeah. That's, you know,
good point.
25 minutes a day, that's a good break.
Isn't it amazing that we haven't gotten to a point where there's a computer on the desk in the Oval Office? Like, is that just, that will never happen? It's the only...
I never thought about that.
Yeah, it's the only desk.
Desk in America without a computer.
We have a phone, so we got that technology on the desk, but we don't have the computer.
Just the computer will never be... I mean, you're the Oval Office computer. And sorry to the person who texted in, it's a massage therapist.
Oh,
okay. I said masseuse.
All right.
One has a PhD, the other doesn't.
Is that how it goes?
I'm going to guess. I'm just guessing. I'm putting out. Anyone could be a masseuse. You have to go to school to be a massage therapist.
All right. And you want the best of the best. You're the president.
Yeah, if I'm the president, I guess I want a massage therapist. But I'm just going to say for a 5 minute, like, you could be a masseuse. Just anyone with strong hands.
All right. Well, I mean, hey.
Good to go. You could do it. You're hired, Joe. get ready to be in the administration.
I hate to go back. I hate to go back. You know, we will not go back. But I never said that Sunday's win was bigger than if they win on Sunday. Someone texted that in, Brian, and I just don't want that fake news out there. So I'm sorry to go back to the old conversation. I never said that. Those words never came out of my mouth.
I know you never said that, but you did pop a bottle of champagne. So some might think...
And I said that if they win Sunday, it's champagne and a cigar. So, sorry to do that.
Let's see. What does somebody else say? Someone said they want a bed under the desk, like George Costanza.
I was thinking the same thing.
Seinfeld. I just want good, you know, good furniture in there. Oh, give me the Barca lounger. Take a little nap.
Yeah.
Well, in the middle of the day.
After the day Trump had yesterday, I'd be taking a few naps.
Well, I think the White House is used to nap time. where you got a lot of options if you didn't move everything out, that is, which apparently they did. I mean, it was impressive. You saw Trump behind the desk and already.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's different.
Yep.
Yeah, like a bunch of medals in the background. The computer thing is, I think that's very interesting because that would have to be the most secure computer.
Right.
So you'd have a computer behind the desk, but the only thing on it would be solitaire.
I'd be set.
Just be look like he's working hard and he's just solitaire.
Or Oregon Trail. You get two games.
And then you know how they have the boss button? You got the taxpayer button. It's like anytime someone comes in the Oval Office, you hit the and it pulls up, you know, a spreadsheet.
That's right.
You know, whatever. No one knows what they're looking at with those anyway.
You know, so you're probably right. There's obviously a reason that it's 2025 and we've never seen a computer on the desk in the Oval Office.
How many times do you think the sitting president of the United States is allowed to use a computer? Remember when Obama took out, there was a big flap over the BlackBerry.
I was going to say,
Is it secure? As it turns out, their messaging probably more secure than
anything else.
Our text messaging, which I'm told we can't use by the FBI. Right? Like I can't just send a text without it being read by the government somewhere or the Chinese government. But like, what does computer access look like if you're the president?
It's a good question.
You can't just use whatever.
No,
I mean, or go wherever.
I mean, I know one website the president's on quite a lot, and it was when he was president the first time as well, and that's X.
Oh, Twitter.
Yeah.
You have the app.
You have the app. Is that on a secure phone where nothing else is on
that phone?
How
many links are you allowed to click?
That's a good point.
You know, if the app takes you and bumps you out to WBEN.com, are we thumbs up, thumbs down?
I'd hope we're thumbs up.
I don't know. I ask me. I hope not. I want it to be extra secure. I don't want anything on that phone.
You think someone's breaking into our website?
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, I think it's a good question. I mean, it's obviously the most secure server. It's interesting. What do they let through and what don't they? I'm sure there's a lot of firewalls up.
I'm trying to think of all the websites that I have open here and like all the different things you can get to. I would imagine that this is the one area where I have it better off than the president. He's not sitting behind his desk in the morning and able to open up any tab.
I mean, we know that the presidents still read the newspaper. I mean, just look at the last three presidents.
Maybe that's why.
Right. They're not. But my point is they're not going on the newspaper websites. I've seen Biden, Trump, Obama, all reading the paper in the Oval Office. There's probably good reason for that.
In business. You're going to be the last person left.
That's true.
Sorry if you're trying to figure out what happened here.
But they think, you know,
Cleveland and Washington, that's later on this afternoon.
I mean, I don't think the Buffalo News is on the president's list of papers to read.
Could be.
Could just read the New York Times. We'll get the same articles.
I think it should be. Yeah, see a little what's going on in Buffalo. You want a Monday? Do you think they request different papers for different days?
Oh,
after that
question.
Bills win on Sunday, I might want to say, hey, give me a Buffalo News.
That's a good question. That's a great point. I have no idea.
Like, I'm going to want day after the Super Bowl. Well, I'm going to want one of, give me a Buffalo, give me a Washington Post.
We're not printing Buffalo News in Buffalo. You think someone's printing a Buffalo News down there for the president?
No, it gets delivered.
Oh.
Get that snappy delivery service right there.
Yeah.
You send somebody out to the printing press, they go right back.
I mean, right now, today's paper has the Bills wrap up in it in Buffalo, so. You'd want Tuesday's paper.
You're not wrong there.
No.
Could you imagine, though, that's like you're the president. You specifically asked for that to get the score of the game. You're not allowed on the internet. You don't have a computer at your desk.
And you were in an important meeting during the game.
You go all day.
Yeah.
And then somebody, this is how it happens. Then somebody in the press asks you, like, wow, you know, can you believe it last night with that game? You know, I know that you were up and watching. And you go, yeah. And then, you know, 5 minutes later, the story, he doesn't know what the score was. And the, you know,
how out of touch is the president?
That's how it starts. That's how it all happens.
I remember Independence Day, Bill Pullman, right? He throws the paper down. It's about his awful approval rating. I forgot what the paper was, though. Would have helped the story out.
Yeah, have to look in. All right, we'll be back here tomorrow. It's a big news week. The cold and the snow, which. After tomorrow, I've been saying for the past couple of days, I know it's going to be cold. The cold is a big deal, but it's the snow that always messes with people. And I think you're seeing that today. You know, it's the snow. Schools were closed because of the cold, but the snow in the South Towns, it's creating a big impact. So
just stay warm. Everyone stay warm.
Well, and maybe in the next couple hours, you get a chance to get a little start on digging out. If you're down there in Hamburg.
That's right. Stay warm. Preheat the car. I'm preheating the car now, Brian. I'm not leaving for another hour. Preheat the car. Get the heater going. And we'll see you back here tomorrow at 9. David is next after the news with Lucas on WBEN.